Listen to this. Comedy Dave had a very showbiz weekend. Well, Friday night. Would you like to tell everybody what you were doing?
Well, on Friday night, the Chaps and Dave World Tour landed in Weatherfield.
Wow!
Chappers and Dave, the world's worst disc jockeys...
Hello!
...were DJing the Coronation Street Christmas party on Friday night.
It is one of the funniest evenings I have ever had. It was brilliant. The party took place at the studios of Coronation Street, at Granada Studios in Manchester, where we were last week when we had a little tour around. And they were all there because it was also the leaving do of Liz Dawn.
Who plays
Vera Duckworth.
Yes.
So it was a massive turnout. Mm.
So is Jack not leaving?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay. So you played Vera's leaving do?
Yes.
That's massive, isn't it?
Yes.
She wanted Elton John.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We were more available.
Yeah.
Elton John, Utah Saints, then Chappers and Dave at last resort.
So we walked in, and it was just weird, because obviously they were all there, and all the famous faces. So you'll have to forgive me for referring to people as their character names.
Yeah, that's right, because everyone knows them.
Everybody knows them. So as we walked in, the first person we saw was Kevin Webster, just sat there having a pint, and we just thought, this is mad. And then, of course, they're all dotted around, and you think...
It was
in the in one of the studio buildings, which is one of the sets of the Rovers,
right?
But next to it, and then they'd done this. It was like a big bar and everything, and then they had another room where the DJ stuff is, and a big a buffet,
nice,
and all this food and stuff. So we got there, and they just finished eating. They're having a few beers,
sausage rolls on the buffet.
Oh, there was all sorts. There was like
Roy's rolls.
There was curry and all sorts of things.
Curry Nation Street.
Because Uncle Fred's a butcher as well, isn't
Absolutely.
He? So he supplied the meat.
Absolutely. So, we've been there a couple of minutes, and our friend Jenny McAlpine, a.k.a. Fizz, came up and she said hello, and she was lovely, and she was obviously very excited to, you know, for our DJ skills to get under full force. So she came up, and then and on the dance floor was Dev.
Hey, ladies, watch these moves.
Dev was cutting some shapes with some R&B was his thing, as you can imagine. So he was looking very fresh to some R&B flavours. Steve McDonald was a regular on the dance floor. He was going more for the Madchester kind of era, for the Stone Roses, Happy Mondays and that kind of thing. They were all there out in full force. But the pièce de résistance was who, and this is perhaps a game of guess who was my girlfriend Jane dancing with at the end?
Vera Duckworth.
No, she wasn't.
Oh. Was it male or female?
It was male.
Ken Barlow.
No.
Oh.
Roy Cropper.
Jane ended the evening dancing to I've Had the Time of My Life by Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes with Roy Cropper.
That is brilliant.
And it's an image that will live with me for some time. But it
so
was,
in what capacity was... Because you were working.
Yes.
So what was Jane's role? Was she lugging equipment around for you?
No, actually, Jane was invited because this all came about because... In fact, it was through her because Jane's matey was Steve Frost, who's a big boss on Coronation Street.
Right.
So we kind of invited ourselves to DJ there.
Right. Okay.
So that was where that came from. So she was there with him and his wife.
Nice.
She does for Roy Crawford.
But it was hilarious, and everybody was brilliant. So can I just say, on behalf of us, thank you so much, everyone from Coronation Street, for looking after us. It was brilliant.
Was my future ex-wife there?
Who's that?
Maria?
No, she wasn't, actually.
Wasn't
or if she was, we didn't see her. There was no sign of her. But Steve McDonald sends his regards. Obviously, you met him the other week.
I met him very briefly in Coronation Street.
He's a nice lad.
Did you have a chat with my mate, Ken Barlow?
No, actually, didn't see Ken. I think he might have gone home early, actually.
Did he?
I think as he realised we were arriving, he may have been leaving.
Craig Charles, was he there?
Craig Charles wasn't there.
So
this is making it sound like
there was nobody there.
No, it was. Everybody was there.
Hmm.
Except all those people that you've just mentioned.
Right.
Was Rita Fairclough there?
No, she wasn't.
All right. Emily?
But it was a brilliant, brilliant evening. Roy Cropper.
That's amazing.
Dancing.
Have you got pictures?
No.
Oh.
I can't believe he didn't bring a camera.
Well, you see, I always think, does that not look a little bit naff?
No, man.
Do you think?
Get it done.
That would have been funny.
Does that not make...
Because I'm sure they would have wanted a photo with you.
But does that not
Did you post for any photos?
A couple.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who with?
People, production people.
Right, so you were posing for photos, so you didn't mind?
Well, no.
Vera Duckworth.
Hey, kid, come on, let's have a photo. Which one are you, Chappers or Dave?
There was a bit of that.
Was there?
There's always a bit of that.
That's a good gig,
are you Chappers
though,
and?
But it was brilliant.
Well, well done.
Thank you very
and
much.
And you got paid.
And we got paid.
What a job.
Amazing.
What a life you
It's
live.
A way forward, isn't yeah. it?
Was he a good mover, Roy Cropper?
Roy Cropper was very smooth.
Was he?
Yeah. He was doing all the spinning around stuff and everything, like Patrick Swayze.
Very similar.
Somebody's texted in saying, Dave, my dad was at the curry party on Friday as he's a senior sound engineer for
Was
me.
He?
I got very excited when I found out that you were going. Sadly, it meant nothing to my dad. But, you know, it's a generation thing. All the young'uns would have been, hey, Chappers and Dave are doing disco at our party. And then you get Jack with it.
Who? Chappers and Dave? Never really heard of them. Never really heard of them. They need a proper disc jockey like Alan Fluff Freeman. Oh, you know, David Jensen. Proper DJs.
Was he there?
No.
No. So basically, anybody I mention and say, were they there, you're going to say no.
No, they were, but they were all there, just yeah. except a few notable ones, just sadly all the ones that you just mentioned.
Right, okay.
But everybody was there.
Trying to think of some random... Fairclough, was he there?
No, I didn't see him. Didn't see him.
Alan Bradley?
No.
He got hit by a bus in Blackpool.
It was
or a tram. Yeah, tram, yeah.
Yeah. Not in real life, though. He could have still been there.
Yeah.
I don't mention any more names, because now it sounds like there weren't many people there, when in fact there was.
All right, no, but it's fine, don't
worry. Kevin Webster was there.
Yeah, you keep mentioning
Fizz
Kevin
was there. The Chris
Moyle Show. Kev
was
sure
there.
You weren't at Kevin Webster and Fizz's party.
I promise. International
Radio 1. Right, 8:24. Tina O'Brien, was she there?
Didn't see her.
Well, no, she's left now.
I know.
She's not in anymore, because she gets hit by a tram in Blackpool.
Don't mention all these people.
That's how they all go. Rosie Webster, was she there?
Didn't see.
Okay, so hang on. Let's go through who you did see. You saw Deb, you saw Fizz, you saw Kevin Webster, and you saw Steve.
Yeah.
So that's four. Out of the whole of Coronation Street, four people. Who are Roy Cropper, five.
Roy Cropper.
And the girl who works at Roy Cropper's?
Becky.
Was she there?
She was there.
All right, six. We're doing all right here. Ken and Deirdre Barlow were there. No.
Was Deirdre there?
The girl from here, say, who works behind the bar.
Yeah, she was there.
Kim Marsh.
Yeah.
She was there.
She was there. Right.
She's pretty, isn't she?
The one who, with the dark hair, that works in the knicker factory. Carla.
Yeah.
She was there.
Was Hayley there? What,
oh, she the fit one? Carla.
Yeah.
She the fit one? The pretty one who was in Dream Team.
She was in Dream Team.
Yeah.
How was she looking?
She looked good.
Hot. Yeah? No, okay.
Hayley...
I think you're more impressed at seeing Kevin Webster.
Kevin Webster there having a pint as we...
How did he look? Hot.
He looked hot.
Hot.
Hayley we didn't see, actually.
He wasn't there, was he? He's just making it up.
Mm, that's what I think.
Making it up.
I was at the Star Wars Christmas party. Me and Alan DJed that on Saturday. Oh, it was at the Cantina Bar. There was me and at the end of the night. You'll never guess who Alan was having a dance with.
Who?
C-3PO.
Oh, no, get out of town.
It was brilliant, wasn't it?
Oh, my.
Oh, David Platt was there.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Did he look moody and mischievous?
He looked scary in real life. Mm. He peered over the DJ box in a menacing way.
Did he?
Yeah.
And went,
you've not got any black lace.
What a life you lead.
Mm. The glitz and glamour of life on the road.
I want to play a quick record before the news.